Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New cartoons out there on Twitter and Facebook. LD put together features Nick Allen in the studio with us telling a story about how he lit little hairspray cans out that they were handing out at some fair during a Skinner concert. It's pretty funny, actually. The side shot of actually you see a crowd shot of Skinner, and you see this flame from flying through the crowd. He does a good job with that.
Oh, we have a where are you at? What you?
Oh, we do. All right. Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Give it a clip. An image.
What you hauling? Yeah, Jordan mentioned Craig, right? Yeah,
it's going from scenic. As he describes it, Beatrice, Nebraska, to Fall City, carrying a load of anhydrous ammonia.
First of all, I drive to Beatrice all the time. Fine community, like the show, not scenic. Scenic driving there.
They've got a nice little disc golf course there.
Yeah, it's a nice
city.
Yeah, the town
it's
likes,
very nice.
The town
yeah.
likes the show. I'm there too
and
much.
They have ammonia for corn production.
Yeah. Go.
Where you at?
Thank you, Jordan.
What you hauling? Where you at? What you hauling?
I'm hauling a little bit of a hangover today. I had 3 glasses of wine last night. Having some
Did
sushi. Yeah, because I like wine when I have sushi. And
kind of wine that pairs with sushi?
Whatever I drink. Whatever's in my gullet. I was drinking 3 glasses of Chardonnay. And so I'm a little cobwebby this morning, but I'll be fine here in a second. Do I owe Craig more money?
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Wow.
You're such a pussy anymore.
This is getting lucrative.
You're such a pussy.
$4?
That's only going till Friday. It ends Friday.
Oh, it does?
I'm not paying him more than that.
So we'll top out at $8?
$8. That's if you make it tonight.
I might as well.
It's certainly up to you.
What the hell?
It's up to you. I don't want you to,
such a pussy.
You know, be
3 days not drinking.
You don't get too frayed.
What a wuss!
I didn't sleep that well last night.
You know why? Because alcohol helps. That's why.
I can attribute that to I slept too much yesterday afternoon, and I forgot to wear my Tom Brady performance sleepwear last night.
Does he have performance sleepwear?
He actually does.
Oh,
my
Jesus
wife
Christ.
Got
two Under Armour.
Some Under
what
Armour.
What is it? What do you do?
They're Under Armour pajamas. I don't know how a fabric
pajamas is too hot
is able to reduce inflammation, but that's the claim they make, and that's why I didn't wear them. It's too warm.
Yeah, I think they're compression. So it's supposed to.
No.
Aren't they?
They're kind of baggy.
Oh, the stuff I've seen is all compression.
That'd be tough to sleep in something tight against your body like that. Yeah.
Unless they make a different kind. I got the loose fitting.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to sleep in like yoga pants and a tight t-shirt. Yeah. Chicks could sleep that way. That'd be nice.
Well, like baggy yoga pants.
Oh, no, baggy ones.
But
I'm talking about the real tight ones against your skin, you know?
Right. Chick yoga pants. Yeah. I actually saw a dude in the gym wearing tight compression yoga pants the other day. Not a good look.
And no shorts over the top?
No.
Okay, yeah, no, you can't do that. I've seen it, too. And,
with no shorts.
No, don't do that.
No, if you got shorts over, I don't care, but you're right. You got to wear.
I don't care how in shape you are.
You look like an idiot.
Not okay.
No.
No, you better be in shape, even if you're going to wear the compression pants under the shorts.
But even then, wear the shorts.
That's fine. I got no problem with that. If you throw some shorts on over it, that's fine.
Right.
Because I'll wear the compression stuff.
Nobody wants to see your man ass walking around out there. No, I'm with you on that.
No, I've seen that at the gym. I've seen and they're dudes
and,
are
and probably with the toe shoes on too, right? The toes.
No, those are kind of faded away.
Oh, because they were stupid from day one.
They kind of faded away.
I haven't seen those in quite a while.
I know, but they were the worst fad.
Yeah, they were never cool.
They were never cool.
Never cool.
Oh, we got this too from a story we did yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say my name if you haven't mentioned this on the air. Here's a picture of when I had some bees. We're talking about animals you can ship.
Yep.
Bees to deliver. They can escape the container, and so you have a few swarming around in your truck.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Usually we'll run that kind of stuff off first. Plenty of people buy aquarium fish and invertebrates and have them shipped.
Got it.
Also, it's a horrible time of year when the feedlots out in western Kansas start getting parasitic wasps for fly control. They come in boxes of literal S, infected with wasp larvae. Smells wonderful, so we park pallets and pallets of them.
I'm hauling wasp S.
By people.
I wish I could say that.
We don't like, don't say my name, Todd.
All right. Oh, he's... That's a specific guy, though. You would think, you just hearing that email, you go, I know who does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he's bitched to other people.
I'm kind of the designated email reader, so it's easier for them to yell at me.
No, I meant, yeah, but you know.
Oh, that's a specialized.
Yeah, I mean, he's being pretty specialized about his emails, so even without saying his name.
I don't know. Maybe a lot of people deliver parasitic wasps for feedlot. That would be going on all over western Nebraska, western Kansas.
How you doing today, Craig?
Oh, great.
Thirsty Thursday?
Yeah. You know what else it is?
What?
And I can't believe you didn't mention this first. It is Thursday.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the Maundy, Tuesday, Thursday. I forgot about Wednesday, too.
Yeah, you got your Maundy, Thursday, your Good Friday. Saturday doesn't get a name, does it?
Once again, guys, wasn't raised in the church. So what's Maundy, Thursday mean? What's Maundy, Thursday mean for us heathens?
It means...
Or just people not raised religious at all.
If you're raised Lutheran... you have to go to church at night, and you get your first body of Christ.
Gee, I didn't go that far into
it. And blood of Christ. You get a serving of, I was drinking more in sixth grade than I did last night.
Happy Monday. Is it a happy Monday, Thursday?
It commemorates the foot washing and the Last Supper of Jesus Christ with his apostles.
Yeah.
So, no, it's kind of a somber thing.
Rub my feet.
But is it happy or merry?
No, he...
Merry Monday, Thursday?
Yeah. He knows
that... out today.
He knows he's going to get crucified, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's well aware at this point. He's going up on the cross tomorrow. So they
I told tomorrow's Good Friday.
They have a little soiree the night before.
We'll be here live tomorrow, by the way.
Saturday is Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday, Batman.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, the death doesn't take.
No, it doesn't.
You're amused by that, aren't you?
I am. I like that. It's an interesting angle on that. It didn't take.
But he does ascend into heaven. We don't see him anymore after a few days.
Yeah, but he did, you know, the rock moves and he's gone.
He's crucified tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, come on. You're a horrible, absolutely horrible person.
Why?
That guy died. I can't answer that. Why?
He died for your sins.
I'm not Christian.
You treat him like that.
Holy cow.
I'm not Christian.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Oh, I read an article yesterday, but I'm not going to bring that up.
No, don't bring that one up. I think I saw that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bring that one up.
I would not bring it up because it's above my pay grade. I'm not a historian. But basically, it might not.
I take it since it just aired last night, you did not see the latest episode of Brockmire.
No, I don't watch it. I don't watch it live, but I love the show.
Okay.
Although I hope he starts drinking.
They do.
Because I'm not digging the sober Todd or sober Brockmire.
I won't give anything up, except the fact that they do deal with a little religion.
Got it.
Because you know he's going through the program.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of God in that Alcoholics Anonymous stuff.
Depending on which one you go to, I guess, right? Because I mean, Shameless, there's not.
Oh, no?
They just talk about just being sober and
Shameless.
Oh, hell,
if you look at the 12 steps.
What God, though? What if you're out recovering, drunk Jew?
Well, then you should probably try something else, because there's a lot of God, a lot of higher power.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned higher power.
Right.
So.
So anyone can have one.
Okay, but not necessarily Jesus, just a God.
Right.
Okay. All right.
a superior being.
Yeah. Now, I did see the other day, and hopefully this isn't a horrible thing, you know, how if you are in trouble with the law, say, with alcohol, they send you to AA.
Right.
Well, apparently AA is not the best place to go to deal with your alcohol issues. There are other places that I'm not sure exactly what they are that have a better rate of help for alcoholism than does AA. Should be going more by the wayside, but judges haven't seen that yet.
I've had a bunch of buddies who.
What's the other one then? Yeah, gets people sober.
A DUI or something.
I think I already said I don't know.
Oh, okay, all right.
And that's part of their.
I might have been listening to.
I said that before.
I'm a little foggy this morning because of alcohol.
I don't know what the others are.
There are still a lot of judges sending people to AA for alcohol-related infractions.
You're not an alcoholic. That's where I would send you. I don't know how it works, so I would think that's
okay.
Where it's
but if you're a judge sentencing people for alcohol stuff,
right.
You should know.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
You should read up on stuff like this.
What's the other system?
Okay, again.
No, I'm asking the audience now.
And there's
now.
Not just one.
All right. So it's not I'm friends of Bill W. crap. It's something else.
There are better ways of going about dealing with
sure.
Your,
well, you again. Know what? How about your co-host, your news guy, have a bet? And Todd's staying sober because of $2.
Or that.
He wants
or
to drain my bank account.
Either that or, he has a real thing about being curious. He's sober curious.
Oh, he was sober curious.
Is that what this is?
3 days.
Sober curious?
No, more than anything else, yeah.
Yeah, because as a shrink said, you're... He went to a shrink and asked about alcohol.
And the shrink said...
You know, I think it's more about liver preservation.
Right.
Mm. And quality
Sounds
of life.
Sounds like an organization
You're afraid
belong
one of
to.
Us might need
I belong
your
to
liver?
The liver preservation.
Society.
Society. We should start that. The liver preservation
well, for
society.
Others.
For others. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you might be able to get part of theirs.
No, you're right.
If they're done with it.
I'm tired of losing $2 every damn day. So I think that I understand you definitely drank too much today. You know, you definitely drank too much. You were drinking way too much. I mean, drinking every night was too much.
Yeah.
I think if now you can save some and have a couple extra ones in a weekend.
I agree.
Yeah.
I did not look at the 2019 football schedule.
Well, see, when we talked about this before, I mean, I'm excited about. I look at my team, and then I don't look at anything else. So I don't watch the shows.
No,
I just bring up the site, the Steelers site, read the schedule, when they're playing. I knew when they were playing. Yeah. Now I knew who they were playing. Now I just know when.
Packers and Vikings play early, like in week 2, week 3.
Well, they play twice.
So. Yeah, but usually they don't play till the first time till October, November. Sometimes they jam up like
Steelers,
November and
Steelers
that's division games for the Packers. Their first one, of course, against the Bears.
The Steelers start off Sunday night against the Patriots at New England. That sucks. Now I only got to stay up Sunday night. I got to watch Brady my first freaking game.
Yeah, but Vikings Packers week 2.
Yeah, oh, man, that's a
and
tough
like
way
and
to
like
start.
Week 15 or 16.
Oh wait, that's at Green Bay.
Yeah,
week 2.
Yeah, and then the one in Minneapolis is right before Christmas.
No. Week 17 features all divisional matchups.
That'd be a good game to go to. It's a weekend before Christmas?
It's actually a Monday night game.
And we're off that week.
Monday night, the 23rd.
Yeah, and it could be 8.
And it's going to be warm, and it's nice. It's in Minneapolis.
It's inside.
Yeah. Perfect.
I know. I looked at it.
But outside, week 17 is December 29th.
It could be 80 below and blizzarding.
Doesn't matter. Oh, you need to get there, you mean?
On the 23rd of December.
You could fly there.
I know, but sometimes they don't fly in blizzards.
Yeah, but you can get there in December.
Yeah, generally, in years past here, the worst weather has been pushed back into January, February.
Yeah, lately. Everything's a month later.
December is usually pretty decent.
Which means we're due for a good December blizzard.
So you don't want to go to that game? Is that what you're saying,
Todd? I don't know. Anytime after
I'd
November,
go to that.
I think it's just a crapshoot.
Well, it's a crapshoot if you're sitting outside, but if you're indoors, go,
No, I'm talking
man.
About traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what kills you, is driving there and back or flying there and back.
Oh, well, so you get delayed and it's Christmas Eve and you don't make it home for your family.
That's even better. I want to go to an NFL game on Christmas Day. I want to.
That'd be fun.
In a nice weather town, too. Yeah.
Hey, baby, here's your handy news.
Come a
Come
I think on. That's the first time we've actually used it properly.
I know.
Yeah.
Where I gave you the heads
up.
Heads
up, right.
Yeah. Leading into it.
Right. I got two different stories about this.
It's an opening theme this time.
I tweeted out.
Instead of a closing theme.
Within a minute, a judge stepped in. Let me hear what you got.
So, judge issuing an emergency order to halt the release of surveillance videos of Bob Kraft.
Check that dude's bank account today.
Owner. Taken
no,
at
no.
the Florida spa. The ruling comes after the Palm Beach County State Attorney announced plans to make the videos public.
Exactly.
You check the tape and see how many times the judge has visited that day
That's
spa.
Exactly what I said. That too, or the judge knows him. I mean, everything about it. Or the judge wants to watch it first by himself.
I don't know why.
Kraft's attorneys described the video as pornography.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because he got an illegal handy in a strip club.
Not just that.
Yeah. Massage parlor.
Don't you want to just...
Right. I'm projecting.
Make this thing go away.
No, because he's a rich guy and he can control the narrative.
A judge ruled the video should not be made public after the state attorney said he was going to make it public. A hearing is going to be held in a couple of weeks to discuss the matter. They are afraid of tainting the jury pool.
I'm curious how the league is going to handle this.
That's what he's afraid of. That's what he's afraid of.
They don't have to go by the rule of law. They don't have to go by what the courts say.
Kicked out of his owner's box.
If nothing else happens, they can still drop the hammer on
him. Yes.
If it's thrown out today.
Ron White tweeted out, and I retweeted it last night, don't release the Robert Kraft video. If I want to see an old white-haired man get a hand, I can simply look down. And I said, thanks for the visual, Ron. All right.
But you're right. He's a rich guy who's used to throwing money at anything that comes his way and having it go his way.
And I just love the fact that don't release the video because it shows I'm guilty, but I'm innocent.
Right.
That's the world we're living in now, though, basically. Don't release your report because it shows I'm guilty, but I know I'm innocent. You know,
because you got that illegally.
Right. No. I know that.
He says they got the tape.
Okay,
illegally.
But even if they got the tape illegally,
he
like
still
I said,
did it.
He still did it. That's all I care about. And once again, I don't care
if
he did
it. If you're not convicted, did you really do it?
Then he turns around and says he's innocent. Now, for people to.
Yeah, if you are completely exonerated.
Just like that Smollett guy. The guy. Yeah, exactly. The Smollett guy said he was innocent after the cops dropped the charges. No, he wasn't innocent because he did it.
Right.
So that's what Kraft will say that if he gets a technicality. He'll say, I was innocent. No, you weren't.
Completely exonerated.
There's a video of you getting one. He knows he's on the video. Patriot fans actually probably want to watch it. They like Kraft.
Of course you do if you're a Patriot fan.
You want to watch your owner getting one.
Don't you want to see old man Rooney getting a hand?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Are you sure?
No, I don't.
Come on. Don't lie.
That's a sports radio event right there.
Yeah.
You all meet at a sports bar and have a Bob Kraft handy watching party.
No, that's right. Sex.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you're right. Patriot fan.
A lot of them don't get much of that, so they'd love to. Ah, good to see Bobby getting off.
All right.
Hey, baby.
There's
your handy news.
We need to wrap up with that. Once the Kraft story goes away, we got to find more handy stories because we can keep that going.
Yeah.
And believe me, they're all over.
But you're right. We do need a closer.
Yeah, there's your handy.
Yeah, with your with the past tense.
Well, if we're going to actually be on top of it,
yeah.
We can't
always ask for that.
Right.
That might be the first time we use it the right way. Because Craig wrote it down.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll have to. All right. Yeah, we just need to get you a big placard that you can hold over your head.
Nah.
I mean, have it ready.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He doesn't actually have to write it down.
Exactly. Just
several placards that he could hold up.
But why is why is there a stay? Because the judge, you're right. He's a guy that knows Kraft or knows a lawyer and gave a guy a deal.
They want to think about it. Well,
right.
They're coming back in a couple of weeks to talk about it.
Yeah.
At the very least, Kraft has really good lawyers who he's paid a lot of money.
Right.
Who know how to just slow things down.
Slow things down.
Yeah.
This judge might not know Robert Kraft, but certainly knows his lawyers.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking at? What are you laughing at, Craig?
Oh, I typed into the Google search, the handy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's funny. The answers are funny, okay. And you can't really...
Say them.
Yeah, say them.
Robert Kraft's old face.
Yeah. Robert Gronkowski.
Yep.
Broke the Lombardi Trophy.
What?
What, sitting on it?
I love this story.
What do you
do? He didn't break it.
Recently? Or
this is the
opening day.
Epitome of Gronk.
I was going to say, is this just coming out now? And it happened a long time ago?
I read this yet. No, it just happened, but I just read it yesterday afternoon.
When they
opening
walked out.
Day for the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. He used the trophy the Patriots won for the Super Bowl as a baseball bat. The ball ended up leaving a dent in the trophy. The Patriots may opt to fix the trophy in the future, but for now are leaving it.
So he swung the trophy at home plate? On opening day?
I don't know if this... I
backstage.
Did it happen on the field, or was it like back in the tunnel?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it, like Edelman apparently threw a ball, and he swung the trophy at it and dented it.
That's Gronk.
Yeah.
He's a big dumb animal, isn't he, folks?
Sports trophies that I've seen, I came to the conclusion that the Stanley Cup would make the best bong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's got a large bowl at the top. You would have to modify it a little bit.
A lot.
I think they would probably
That's a lot of weed in that thing, right?
They would get mad. You know, but there's a lot of players on hockey teams, so you could go through. You could fill up that bowl.
Oh, that's a good point.
And light it up. But I think if you modified it, you know, make a mouthpiece, they'd probably get mad at you. If you drilled a hole in the Stanley Cup.
If you actually drilled a hole, yeah.
That's probably true.
Because you would have to drill over probably somebody's name.
And a Canadian team would have to win it, too, because you could smoke weed. Well, weed completely legal up there, right?
Is this where your mind went last night when you weren't drinking?
Yeah, that's
Which sports trophy would make the best bong?
I saw the Stanley Cup.
As he was ripping one.
And well, it was kind of a miniature version. I think PTI had a miniature version of it sitting back there. And that looked like it would make a good little bong.
You should have a drink.
Yeah, you should. Get a Moscow Mule. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.